Greetings, everyone. This is Jakeitha, the Divinely Preserved Healer and host of the Alchemy of It All podcast. I am back with a new episode with our current series, which is entitled Let's Talk About Sex. It was sparked by the recent overturning of Roe versus Wade. But before I get into the recap of the last podcast or get into today's topic, I want to quickly encourage you to learn more about who I am or what I offer. Please visit divinelypreservedhealer.com. That's divinelypreserved healer, HEALER.com. There you will find a host of services that we offer both remotely and locally to anyone in the Shreveport, Louisiana area, which is located in the northwest corner of Louisiana, roughly 3 hours from Dallas, Texas. I offer services such as energy healing, private yoga, holistic herbalism and nutrition, holistic wellness, certain types of spiritual life coaching. If you need it, we probably offer it. So if you are someone who is interested in alternative health solutions or ideas and you would like to explore such opportunities, I would encourage you to visit me at divinelypreservedhealer.com. With that out of the way, let's go into what is our current topic. Today I want to focus on birth control, but before I go into that, let's kind of do a recap of what was discussed in the last podcast. I'm gonna briefly cover that because that was our introduction to learning about the different types of abortion, what is allowed, what won't be allowed, looking at some ways that with this overturning, how it will affect people. Who were the people who typically use abortion clinics versus going to the hospital? What major companies would benefit from this overturning? You can go listen to all of that. But before I go into my topic for today, I most definitely want to give this disclaimer. I am not a licensed medical professional, nor am I a licensed mental health professional. So anything shared here is for entertainment purposes only, and I strongly encourage you to utilize your discernment and your own intelligence when it comes to decisions regarding your health, your mental state, nor anything here considered legal. Please use your sound mind and body to make decisions about what to do with your body. And with that said, I want to go into the current topic today. One of the things that people will be quick to say with this overturning of Roe versus Wade and the prevention of people being able to get certain types of abortions, one of the first things most people will say is that, well, I guess this means that women need to get on birth control, right? So instead of starting with female birth control options, I want to go in an opposite direction and I want to focus on male birth control options. You know, what are your options? What are the possible side effects and what are the risks? Because most people, the first thing comes to mind, well, a couple of different ways come to mind, is condoms, abstinence, masturbation, or the pullout game. All right. What I found out from doing the research is there actually are some birth control options for men, and I want to talk about that. One of the articles I came across was from the Mango Clinic, in which they provide 15 top male birth control options that are either already in use or are in progress. Notice I said 15, and I'm gonna briefly cover them. I'm not gonna go through each option, I'm just gonna list them out. But again, I have the links for any articles that I have researched in this topic. There will be links in the description on our website, divinelypreservedhealer.com, all right? So the Mango Clinic says that there are 15 different birth control options strictly for men. I was shocked. So I'm gonna go through them really quick just so you know what they are. The first one is condoms, of course. Second one is vasectomy. Number three is no scalpel vasectomy. We're gonna cover what vasectomies are about real briefly in this podcast. The next one is called the pullout game. Next is outer course, and outer course is more like fondling, rubbing, that kind of thing. Number 6, 7, and 8 are different types of birth control. They said that there's a male birth control pill. There is a male, well, that is in works, okay? A male birth control gel and a shot. Both the pill and the shot are both in progress. 9 and 10 say they're male hormonal contraceptives. I'm starting to think, to be honest, as I'm looking at this list, a lot of this stuff is not really 15. I think they have like taken things and split them up. So I'm gonna do it this way. On this list, there are condoms, vasectomy, different types of vasectomies are on here. The pullout game is on here. The outer course could be like anal sex. It could be fondling, that masturbation, that kind of thing. The other ones on here, they have male birth control pill and a shot, which are hormonal contraceptives, okay? So like I said, some of these things on this list, they have them listed separately, but to be honest, these are, they're listing some things more than once. There's also some type of non-hormonal contraceptive, which I'm starting to wonder if that ties into the herbal male contraceptives. Anyway, what I found most interesting from this list were the birth control options that were in the works. So real quick, I'm going to try to cover the male birth control pill and the shot / injection. These are two experimental birth control options for men that have been in the works for several years now. So they're not ready to be released to the public. Now, I want to go ahead and say up front that the information that I found on the male birth control pills, I am taking primarily from medical websites, but also from the clinicaltrials.gov website, because these products that I'm about to share with you are not officially on the market yet. They're still in their clinical study, clinical trial testing phases, all right? So if you are someone who is, for whatever reason, considering these options, I want you to hear me out and take these same issues forth to your doctor and really understand what you're getting yourself into, because of some of the side effects that I'm going to share with you and some of the different aspects of these drugs are the same aspects that women go through when they take birth control for long periods of time. Please keep that in mind. Also, as I go, I will be sharing some numerology with you, as I discussed in the last podcast. And I'll be telling you what some of the energetic frequencies are for some of these words that I'm going to be using. For those who are into numerology, you understand what's significant about that. And with that said, this is not a religious podcast. It is a more spiritual or metaphysically based podcast. So if that's something that you are not interested in, I strongly encourage you to click off now. Now, if you would like to look these up on your own, you should visit clinicaltrials.gov. And when you get to the page, I want you to go into the other terms field and type in one of these two terms, because I'm going to cover both of these two experimental drugs in real briefly for you. The first one you're going to type in these initials, MNTDC. That's Michael, Neil, Thomas, Dwayne, and Chris. Type those in and hit enter, and it should bring up at least three results, okay? One of those studies is going to bring up Ashley. If you really, really study those, it's all the same companies that are involved in these particular. It's actually two particular schools, medical schools that are involved in this particular study for the MNTDC. Even though it shows three studies, when you look at it, it's still the same centers or clinics that are involved in this. So let's go ahead and knock that one out since I'm on that one. Now, that one stands for 11 beta BETA dash MNTDC. Again, when you type it in on Google, you are typing 11-beta-MNTDC. Now, it is a pill that is supposed to help lower the sperm count, block the body's secretions of testosterone and progesterone, both of which are necessary for sufficient sperm production. Now, the research study that I found pretty much said that, in a nutshell, for those three research studies that you'll see on the website, in a nutshell. Now, one website says that it, in a nutshell, what I saw with one of the clinical studies that I pulled up, most of these drugs are still are in or have passed phase one clinical trials. Phase one clinical trials typically only have about 100 or less people in them. Now, when you pull up the MNTDC, you're going to see two research studies that are listed, and both of them have a status of unknown. An unknown status means they have not received any updates regarding that particular study in at least 2 years. Now, again, if you recall from the glitch, and in the previous podcast, I explained what the glitch was. When new medicines are in the works, it takes years for this to manifest. So I'm going to make sure I share when this was first posted in the clinical trials and when the last update was posted, so you can see there is a years concept to this. And both of these birth control pills for males are still in the phase one clinical trial. All right. Phase one, again, is less than 100 participants. So for both of the MNTDCs, they are both have an unknown status. So if I click on them, both of them also involve a placebo, which means at least half of the participants, which are typically 18 to 50 year old men who are considered healthy, at least half of them will be given a drug where they are under the impression they're taking the actual real thing, but they're not. That's what a placebo is. So in this first study, it said it was first posted in 2017, and that there were some health decisions that made them possibly, I don't know if they, I'm not quite sure what's going on, but the first time it was listed in October of 2017, the last time it was updated was in August of 2019. It involved 43 participants who were given 28-day doses. It also says this study was completed in February of 2020, but there is no additional information on here. No details about how it was conducted, or, I mean, they do have details, but they're more from a medical perspective. But it's not anything in, that's about it for that one. It just said 43 participants, and they were given drugs over a 28-day period. They said a total of 40 completed subjects. 30 of them were given the drug, and 10 were given a placebo. That's not quite half. I'm going to leave that alone, because there's so much I can insert right there. But they were given doses of 200 milligrams and 400 milligrams across a 28-day repeat cycle, or repeat dosage. 43 people, that's it. And this was supposed to have been completed in February of 2020. And I have not come across any additional information other than what I've already shared. But let me share this with you so you will be aware. The 11-beta MNTDC is a hormonal, it's a pill, and it's designed for men to lower their sperm count. It blocks the body's secretions of testosterone and progesterone, which are two hormones that are necessary for sperm production. All right. Now, let's see. What was the other clinical trial that was associated with this? And let's see. Let me make sure that these were basically the same two companies that were doing this, or see if they were different. Yeah, it appears to be the same two companies. So the other test they did, let's just click on it and see. It also had a placebo. Let's see how many participants that it had. 12. It only had 12 participants. It was first entered into the system in 2016. It was last updated in 2019. This is the same company pretty much. Let's see. There were only 12 participants. Those 12 participants were 6 men at each center across the two centers involved in this, and they were given dosages of 100, 200, 400, and 800. They increased it across the 28-day period, and they were typically given these doses every 7 to 14 days. All right, so that is that one. It was completed. Let's see. The last time it gives any update about when it was completed. Doesn't appear to be a date as to, okay. Yes, there is no end date for when this study has been completed. But like I said, both of these particular studies have an unknown status, which means they have not received updates in at least 2 years. Now, let's switch over to the other birth control. This is the one that's going to get quite interesting. It is the DMAU, Dwayne, Michael, Alex, and Ulysses. It is also a hormonal drug. It is available both as an injection and as a capsule. When you go to search it on the clinicaltrials.gov website, you will see 3 trials. One of them is listed as unknown, and I told you unknown means there have not been updates since in the past 2 years. Now, however, you will see these are the same 2 medical centers that are conducting all 3 of these studies. One of them is said to have been completed, and the other one is in the recruiting phase, all right? So the one that has been completed was the capsules. If I'm not mistaken, if I'm doing this right, I think the capsules were giving as daily dosages. It was 100, 200, and 400 milligrams over a 28-day period. That study was contained 100 participants, so they say. Let's see if I can find out which one that is. That's the one that's completed. It was first posted in 2011. It was last updated in 2017. It had 100 participants. Trying to see if it gives any new information. It doesn't seem to. Basically, it says they were 18 to 15 years old, healthy males. It goes into some more of the criteria, but it does not provide a completion date. No, it does not. Let's click on the one that says it's recruiting. This one says that it will be conducted a single dose to 84 participants. It was first entered into the system in 2016. The last update was 2021. That is the one, if I'm not mistaken, that they're recruiting for, because they need males that they can test this out past the 28-day process. That will put this particular clinical trial into a second phase, all right? So they want to start looking at the more quote-unquote long-term effects of that particular drug. These are strictly the capsules. Now, the DMAU is also available as an injection. That is the one that had 12 subjects at 9 different sites for a total of 84 participants. They were given injections at 50, 100, and 200 milligrams. Both of these drugs are hormonal, and I'm going to explain that. They anticipate this study to be completed in 2024, and it was started in December of 2016. Now, the DMAU, I'm going to focus more on that because I gave you some background on the MNTD, but that one seems to kind of stall, to be honest, from what the research looks like. But the DMAU is still actively being researched. So it is, and this, I'm going to explain this. It's going to get a little rough. I'm going to use some terms, but I need you to follow me, okay? Because if you or someone you know is going to be considering these drugs, you need to understand some of this. Even if it seems like it's over your head, you need to try to understand it. The DMAU is an experimental androgen anabolic steroid, an AAS, and it's also considered a progesterone medicine, okay? Up front, this particular medicine can be taken by mouth or injection, and the side effects are as follows: weight gain, increased HDL cholesterol levels, lower estrogen levels, reduced sex drive, decreased bone density, and suppression of sperm production. The last one is what the medicine, quote unquote, is supposed to do. But what most people don't realize is you can't take a medicine and think it's only going to target one particular thing. There's other aspects of the frequency of your body that is going to get out of whack when you start taking medicine. Am I saying do not take medicine? No, I'm not. I'm just saying you need to be more aware of the side effects in the other areas and avenues of your body that will be affected by things that you're taking. Okay, so some of this I'm going to skip over, and I'm probably just going to do a podcast on them. But I want to break down the androgen, because it's an experimental androgen anabolic steroid. I want to talk about androgen so you can understand the significance of that part. Okay, and androgen are sex hormones that are found in both male and females. Okay, so in males it is better known as testosterone, all right, and in women it's produced by the ovaries in more smaller effects. So for everyone, androgen helps with bone density, it helps with muscle development, it's what issued everyone into puberty. It also deals with red blood cell production and your sex drive, whether it is the desire for sex as well as the ability to be able to function and perform. All right, so when you start having low androgen levels, okay, so remember the androgen in men is testosterone, and in women it is produced by the ovaries. In both sex, the adrenal glands, which sit on top of the kidneys, also contribute to this sex hormone levels, all right? So if androgen is too low, we know if it's high, it's testosterone, but if it's too low, everyone runs the risk of bone fractures or osteoporosis, dealing with extreme fatigue, as well as very low sex drive. Now, some people will say, okay, if a man is getting on birth control, it's because he's trying not to have any additional kids. But I don't think you're going to be getting on birth control because you don't want to have any type of sexual activity. And sometimes, same thing with females, certain type of birth control will decrease your sex drive. All right, and I'm speaking from experience. I know what I'm talking about, especially if you are taking birth controls that are in the form of an injection. So in men, adrenaline contributes to sperm development. Now, in low levels, I already mentioned this, but I'm going to go back. Before, when I said bone fractures, osteoporosis, fatigue, and low sex drive, that is across the board for anyone with a low levels. But in men, it is more identified through the side effects of fatigue, anxiety and depression, difficulty concentrating, poor exercise tolerance. So if you thought you were going to be able to build up those muscles, the medicine that you're taking is going to be counter your ability to develop your muscles, all right? So you're going to deal with poor exercise tolerance, a low sex drive, for some people, erectile dysfunction, and here's the other one, also breast development, male breast development. This is just from low levels of this particular hormone in the body and how it affects men. All right. Now, one of the things that the clinical trials do not mention is how are they testing people? They're giving them this drug, but how are they testing those who are actually being given the experimental drug to know if it's being effective? One of the things I came across is there is a blood test that can test the There is a blood test that will test the androgen levels, and it's called a FAI, or a free androgen index, and it measures three different levels. And basically what the healthcare providers do, because this is something that in holistic training, because I have certification in holistic wellness, where you learn how to read blood tests, not from the doctor's perspective, but from what would be considered ideal levels before a person gets sick, and not after they're showing symptoms that the medical doctors are saying you are officially sick. How do you help someone identify this beforehand? But there is a blood test. Now, it may not be a common test. And the reason I say that is because androgen levels fluctuate. I mean, they literally fluctuate. So what you are at 8 o'clock in the morning may not be what the level is at 8 o'clock that night. So I don't know how reliable they are at any given time, or if it maintains that particular level. But there is a test, an FAI, and it measures three different levels. And what they do is take two of those levels to produce the end result of whatever your test was. So they will compare your total testosterone against your SHBG, which is your sex hormone binding globulin, to determine what your FAI is. All right. Now, one of the things that I have not said is androgen. We're not even talking about taking the pill. We're just talking about understanding that this is a synthetic version of a hormone that your body already produces that is going to be counter to how this hormone works. So if androgen is associated with sperm production in men, then they're giving you a pill that is supposed to affect the production of sperm in men. Now, this is what's significant. It does not stop the creation of sperm, because the body is going to continue to produce sperm, but it is putting a blocker, in a sense, for it to be able to be as effective. Think about it. Really, really think about that. You really don't want kids that bad that it would be easier to pop a pill than to actually learn some self-control, or to learn some self-awareness, or to tap into your spiritual side to be able to pick up on who you should and should not have kids with. Okay, I know I just went left with it, but I'm that's what I'm sensing in my spirit. But what I want to say about the androgen level is that it can fuel, depending on how low or high it is, especially if it is low, it can fuel prostate cancer. So that's something else that people, if they're interested, if they're a man, you know, the men in your lives, if you are a male listening to this, you need to be paying very close attention to what these studies are saying, or will say, or may not even reveal, as far as side effects, as far as prostate cancer. So let's go into the metaphysics and some numerology for prostate cancer. All right. Like I said in the last podcast, I will be giving some numerology numbers. So prostate reduces to a 33, the master number 33, which reduces down to 6. It actually has the same energetic frequency as vasectomy. And the 6 deals with harmony and growth, all right? Just the word prostate is a master number 33, which reduces down to 6. Cancer by itself, that word itself has an energetic frequency of 26/8. And 8 deals with issues that pertain to power issues or mastery over oneself. All right. When you put the two of those together, prostate cancer has a frequency of 59/14/5. And 5 is about change in numerology. All right. Let me interject before I tell you the metaphysical or the spiritual aspects of prostate cancer. Let me go ahead and jump in and include vasectomy, because this my research on this is relatively short. But like I said before, vasectomy has the same energetic frequency as prostate, as the word prostate. And it reduces to a number 6, which deals with harmony and growth. A vasectomy is a form of male birth control, or what they call male sterilization method, that cuts the supply of the sperm to the semen. All right. Now, semen actually has an energetic frequency of 20/2. It is the same energetic frequency as the word condom, either with an S or without. It reduces down to a 2, and 2 numerology deals with partnerships. All right. So a vasectomy is an outpatient procedure done under local anesthesia, and it can be reversed surgically. And just as I shared regarding abortions in the previous podcast, I want to also include that some private insurance companies will cover all or in part for the vasectomy procedure. Medicare does not cover vasectomies, and very few insurances will cover the reversals. However, a vasectomy is 6 times cheaper than females getting their tubes tied, or the tubal ligation. With that said, there are 3 different types of vasectomies. There is the conventional vasectomy, the no scalpel vasectomy, and the minimally invasive vasectomy. And I won't go into each one of those for time's sake, but what I will share with you is that the vasectomy has these following risks. It deals with ongoing pain, fluid buildup in the testicles, and usually that is a dull pain that will incur during an ejaculation, because remember, it's putting a blockage, okay? It is causing a blockage to prevent the sperm from the testes reaching the penis, okay? So one of the side effects you may deal with is a fluid buildup, which can also cause inflammation due to leaking sperm. Because remember, the testes do not stop producing sperm. The pill and the injection are attempt to try to reduce that production. But with a vasectomy, all you're doing is adding a type of blockage, because you can turn around, and vasectomies can be reversed depending on the health of the male and the time frame in which they get it, since they actually had the initial surgery. Another symptom was swelling or an abnormal cyst in the scrotum area. All right. With the buildup of the fluid, I also want to share that in ejaculation, numerology is a 39/11/2. And again, 2 is the number of partnership. Now, let me go back and cover the prostate cancer. And that's what I'm going to end with. Prostate cancer reduces to a 59/14/5, and 5 is about change. And metaphysically speaking, or emotionally speaking, or spiritually speaking, however you want to say it, in a nutshell, prostate cancer is about someone being either too flexible or too rigid with those in their sphere of influence. It also will manifest in men who have some type of issue with their ability to be a father. Usually it is going to be among men who actually have children, whether they don't even have to be your biological children. If you're caring for some children that you consider as your own, this can apply to you. Does that mean every male that has these type of issues will develop a prostate cancer? No, that is not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that we're usually, for example, if someone is coming to me for some type of holistic, I will be looking at their history, not only their health history, not only their genetics, but I'm also going to be looking at emotional events that have happened in your life, and to see if I can find any type of connection between something that's happened, whether in your life or in the lives of the people around you, to see if there's some type of spiritual root. All right. So prostate cancer deals with taking on too much or having unrealistic expectations for yourself or for those around you. Let's go into even more detail. In the book, Knowing Ourselves, What Does the Body Want to Tell Us with Diseases? It's a 2016 book. It's actually, I think it's only available on Amazon Kindle. It gives the emotional causes associated with prostate cancer. And this is what I want to talk about, I want to talk about them real briefly, because at the end of the day, what I said earlier when I had my little go left and I was talking about tapping into your spiritual discernment, that's how I'm going to end. Because at the end of the day, I said this in the previous podcast, with self-awareness, okay, discernment, when you don't want to deal with your inner man, your spiritual man, then you will seek avenues outside of yourself, which is not necessarily bad, but that does not mean you don't deal with your emotional side, all right? So emotionally speaking, when it comes to prostate, here are some of the manifestations or ways or routes in which it will manifest in the physical body. It could be through bitterness. It could be associated with a man who is now bitter about his ability, especially when it comes to sexual activity, to be able to perform but be unable to do so. So that can leave a root of bitterness. It can also be established through some type of grief connected to one's immediate family or someone that they look up to within their sphere of influence. And that could be tied to your children. It could be tied to your grandchildren or someone else that you hold high and of higher esteem. You have a particular grief toward that person or persons that you have not dealt with and is now manifesting in your physical body. Let's go on. There's also serious professional failures. When a man has these particular failures during his actual career, or after retirement, it will manifest in ways where people have put more value on what they do for a living. And when they're no longer able to do that, they feel like their value and self-worth has gone out the door. The last two, I have labeled them as extremes. For example, this one has two sides to it. One side of it is jealousy and the other side is extreme disappointment. And that basically when a man, whether he feels that in himself or in his children or his grandchildren, for example, if they are living a better life than he lived, or if they're living a worse life than he did. For example, for someone who may be super spiritual, if your child or grandchild comes out as gay or lesbian and you feel that is not, you know, according to your upbringing, that can trigger some severe, go back to the familial grief that I was talking about earlier. Also, relationship failures, which goes back to the bitterness that I mentioned earlier, where a man's relationship, his value is in his partner. And so if that partner were to leave them for someone else that was younger or richer or whatever the case may be, they would, that can manifest in long term, stay in the body and eventually manifest as some type of physical ailment. In this case, we're talking about prostate cancer. All in all, to pursue any type of birth control, whether it's for a male or female, as I said before, it means you're putting your body under extreme circumstances in which it is not being allowed to function as it should. And as a result, the longer you're on some type of medication, the more you run the risk of some of the side effects that I shared here. Does that mean everybody's going to go through the same thing? No, it does not. However, it does mean you do not want to find yourself being one of those people who has taken some medicine because you don't want to face a certain type of reality, only to find out many, many years later that it has done some type of underlying damage to your body and so in some way, shape, form, or fashion that you may or may not even be aware of. The answer is always going to be, remember who you are. Tapping back into your spiritual discernment and grow, because we are not here. We are all here for a specific purpose and a specific reason. And until you understand and identify that, you are always going to be susceptible to whatever is going on in the world. You will always be under the influence of some fear-based boogeyman that different entities are going to always put in your face and always have you afraid. You're always going to be looking for things, for answers outside of yourself. And I know for some people they'd be like, what is she talking about? But there are some who have an ear to hear what I just said. And if you think you got it or you may want to get it, you can always go back and listen again. to this podcast, all right? I'm not monetized in any way, shape, form, or fashion. I do this because these are topics that are near and dear to my heart, and I know there are people who may not know how to do certain research, and they're going to take what their doctor says as gospel, and then they're going to find themselves years later having some type of issue that they were not told or made fully aware of early on when they're considering some type of procedure, surgery, whatever the case may be. So with that said, I am Jakeitha, the Divinely Preserved Healer, and I hope that you will join me in a future podcast, or you will go to my site, www.divinelypreservedhealer.com, to see what alternative health options that we might be able to help you with. Until next time, peace. Bye.